Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. Today's subject we're dealing with is called Establishing God's Kingdom on the Earth. We're doing part one from a five-part series. The topic today we're dealing with is the kingdom of God is demonstrated in power. And our reference scripture or our ground scripture is Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 to 13. And this is after the model prayer. Reading from verse 5, "And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and on the corners of streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut the door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things that you need before you ask him." Now we're starting from verse 9. "In this manner, therefore, pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." It is God's will that the kingdom that is in heaven also be established on the earth through his people, a new generation of supernatural people, or the born-again believer, sons and daughters of God, reborn. Jesus was the forerunner, the example of this new race of people, and he demonstrated what to do. Throughout the ministry of Jesus, he showed us exactly what could be done by a person who's given their heart to Jesus, been born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, and operating in ministry. Jesus was our example on the earth, demonstrating the kingdom in power and in authority. Let us now go to Luke chapter 4, verses 18 to 19. Starting at verse 18, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." This was Jesus talking, and what he was actually saying was, "The Spirit of God is upon me, and God has anointed me to establish the kingdom on the earth through power and authority, through the word of God." Jesus' ministry consisted of healing the sick, casting out demons, and declaring the kingdom of God and uncovering the kingdom of Satan. His primary ministry was to establish the kingdom of God on the earth and at the same time show us how to do it. What he will do, we will do, and even greater. Let us now go to John chapter 14, verses 12 to 14. Verse 12, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it." In these scriptures, you see Jesus saying, "What I have done, you will do if you believe in me. The things I have done, you will do, and even greater." This is not only for Christ Jesus, but it's put upon us, the believers. We are also commanded to do the same as what Jesus did, and even more. We have been given power and authority in the name of Jesus. This is what every born-again believer is called to do, commissioned and empowered and also to do. Let us now go to Mark chapter 16, verses 15 to 18. Once again, this is Jesus speaking, and he said, "Go into the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole of creation. Whoever believes in me is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe in me will be condemned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing or poison, it will not hurt them. They will lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover." Let us now go to Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. And here again we see Jesus speaking. "And Jesus came and said to them, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of this age." Through these scriptures, Mark chapter 16, verses 15 to 18, and Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20, we see in these scriptures where Jesus is saying all authority and power has been given unto him from God the Father. He's now transferring that to the believers, the born-again believers, or the body of Christ on the earth that are walking in authority and power. He's actually saying, all authority has been given to me, all the anointing has been given to me, I now pass it on to you. Go and do to the world and do exactly what I've done. Establish the kingdom of God. We see further in the scriptures in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, it says how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed by the devil. Quite clearly, we see in the scripture that God anointed Jesus with power to destroy the works of Satan. That authority Jesus has given to the believer, and we are expected to do the same thing, to establish God's kingdom on the earth through the authority that God gave us and the power and the anointing through the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. The born-again believer is to establish the kingdom of God on the earth through the power of God in the name of Jesus, working with the Holy Spirit. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you've enjoyed the beginning of this subject. Until next time, God bless.